Welcome back to the Wavy Podcast. I am your host, Gemma Mastriani, as well as the managing editor of thesoundtrack.ca. Happy New Year. Thanks for all of your support. Last year, I recorded a total of, I believe, 25 episodes, which is just crazy to me. But yeah, I really appreciate all your support, and thank you for always coming back and listening. Today, we are going to be chatting about 21 ways to make 2021 a better year than last year, because last year sucked. But to accompany me in this discussion, I have here with me for the second time this season, Michelle Treacy. Michelle is a singer and songwriter from Ottawa. She's been on The Launch. She won The Launch. She has sung with Lady Gaga, and we have worked together last year to release two of her songs. How's it going today?
Hello. Very good. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm feeling kind of like blobby, but
Okay. We're feeling great. 2021. It's our year. That's it.
I gotta keep telling myself that. Yeah, but I just wanted to have a really chill discussion today. I feel like the last few episodes have been very formal interview like, and that's been so fun. But sometimes it's just a lot of pressure. I just want to have a chill conversation, and I thought Michelle would be a good person to join me in that. So I'm gonna go first with my first recommendation of how to make this year a better one. So for me, that would be to start your day every day with journaling. The way I like to do it personally is I write three things that I accomplished like the day before, three things I want to do today, and then three things I'm grateful for. And that was something I started doing at like the end of last year. And I try to do it every day, and I just feel better going into the day. I feel really organized and cohesive. And yeah, I don't know if you do any journaling. What are your thoughts?
Cool. So you center yourself. That's awesome. Do you do it every day?
I try to, like, for the most part. Some days I don't, but it's like, it's funny because on those days I end up like not feeling great, and I feel really scattered.
Yeah.
And when I started doing it, I realized how scattered I'd been feeling for like my whole life.
I like it. Yeah. I was really super into journaling a long time, and I kind of fell off of it. And it's something I want to get back into. I have a gratitude journal from Commanding Life, which is really awesome. It usually starts out with a quote at the top. Then kind of like, these are things I'm going to do today. Here's my daily affirmations. And then the ending is kind of like, here's what I did today. Here's what I got done. Yeah.
Kind of similar kind of structure then.
Yeah. It's cool. I like it. I just have to get off my phone. I think that would be my number one thing, is like, wake up and don't go on your phone, but wake up and journal probably.
Yeah. No, I've heard that's like actually really bad for you. Like, in some way, I don't remember why.
What, chilling on your phone as you wake up?
Like, as soon as you wake up, yeah, going on your phone right away.
Phone is bad in general.
Totally. I just, like, for me, that's actually how I wake up, because I wake up and I just want to stay in the blankets. My mind is like,
yeah,
you know, it's the way I wake up my brain. But I've also kind of like trained myself for that to be the thing that wakes me up. So that's probably why, like, I think it's just a habit thing at this point. So maybe that's something I just need to like break this.
What if you wake up and read a book?
Yeah, I could do that. I ordered myself a book last year. I can't remember how many months ago. I didn't even finish the first chapter.
No.
So it's like on the floor in my room.
No. Bad.
Yeah, one of my friends has a goal this year to read like 10 to 15 books. And that inspires me.
Do it. Start today. Pick up that book off your floor.
Yeah, I might. see what happens. My next recommendation would be to do something new every single week. And I know that sounds like kind of it sounds a bit intimidating and overwhelming and perhaps expensive, but it's like, it doesn't need to be. Like, if you want to learn more about Van Gogh, like, just do that. If you want to try going for a run, like, you know, just something, because I just feel like we're missing out on normal life. Like life is not supposed to be this way. Like, I don't believe we were built to just be isolated. We are built to, like, go out and, like, see things, do things. We need the serotonin. But I just feel like if you do something new, it's going to add some form of excitement and happiness, you know, or else we'll, like, you'll just feel like a blob all the time.
What if you're happy being a blob?
I don't think that you can be.
Today I had a student that said to me, do you like being bored? And I was like, kind of. Kind of. Like, and then we were talking about math, and I was like, oh, math tests, I remember those. And she had kind of mocked me, because before I said, like, you don't need to know anything about math, like, really, in life. Like, they just scare the shit out of you and tell you that you need to learn. But, like, where am I going to use, like, I don't know. So she said, right, you don't need that. And I said, yeah, like, most days I just sit and stare at a wall. This year has taught me to sit with my thoughts. I think that's an important thing to do. Sit with your thoughts. I've spent a lot of days by myself, which I'm sure most people or a lot of people have. And I go for walks and I literally just think about everything ever that has ever been in my mind ever. I think about it all. They're all in little boxes. I open them up sometimes. Sometimes I don't. And it's been fun. It's funny. I feel a lot less anxious than I used to because of 2020. In a sense, like, the news and everything is so crazy. But when I don't look at the news or look at my phone, everything's okay. Like, I'm pretty chill. I'm healthy and I'm grateful for that. And I don't do much. Well, I do a lot, but I don't go anywhere.
Sure. So how exactly has it helped you?
I just feel more, like, centered and normal. And I feel like I used to use traveling and being busy as an excuse to not think. Yeah. As I was, like, really anxiety driven and had too much to think about that was really negative. Like, I was just really negative. And even with all the work I did on myself, it was like I had, like, you know, some shit happened in the past that messed me up. But lately I haven't been thinking about any of it. Like, I just feel really content and cool. And I have really good people in my circle now, and not, like, physically, but through Zoom, which is cool. And everything's okay. Like, I'm down. I'm cool. We did
it. That's good. That's amazing. I'm happy.
The only thing I have to worry about now is boredom, which I like, so.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not chasing. I'm not running away from me anymore. I'm, like, sitting with it and chilling. It's great.
And that's so important, to be comfortable with yourself. And just to kind of add on the point of, you know, being able to sit alone with your thoughts, I feel like that's something I've become more comfortable with this year as well. I've gone on a lot more walks. And for me, I'm just someone who, like, through my whole life, just constantly listening to music. Like, if I'm cleaning my room, if I'm on a walk, or if I'm at the gym, always listening to music. And I feel like this year I'm not, or last year I wasn't listening to music, like, as much. I was being like, I'll do the dishes and just think, or I'll lay around.
That's so weird that you say that, because I haven't been listening to that much music either lately, when you think about that. And it's today for the first time, like, sometimes hesitant to explore new things by myself. And my boyfriend was working today, and he was like, go rent a bike and go down to Bloor West Village and just, like, go get what you want. And I rented a bike and I did this long bike ride, and I did it in a snowsuit, which it was too hot for that today. And I've never ridden a bike in January, so that was something cool. Because in Ottawa, we don't ride bikes in January, like Toronto.
Right.
Because there's too much snow. So it was really fun. But I didn't listen to music at all. I just was, like, chilling and not. It's cool, though. I'm like, this is a very anxiety-free day for me, which is really nice. And I think I have more than none, usually, and I just don't think about it.
That's great.
Everything's okay. Anyway, enough about that. A big thing that's been helping me, another point would be, like I was saying to you earlier, when I wake up, I get out of bed I make my bed and I get into the shower. Being in the shower is really good for anxiety. It's better than having a bath. They say get in the shower. Doesn't matter if you put soap on your body, just stand in it. Like, just stand underwater, and it will help your anxiety. So I get in the shower and then I feel like I can start my day and I'm not just gonna sit on the couch on my phone all day, which I have done. I did that last year a lot. I'd have days where I do nothing but just chill on like TikTok
and lay in your towel.
Yep. Or like pajamas all day, every day. All my laundry was pajamas. That's it. So I'm trying to do this new thing where I shower and I put real normal day life clothes on, and then I clean the house or I go for a walk. I try and get out every day. That's another thing, is get out every day. But I think you said that already.
I didn't say get out every day. I said do something new.
That's fresh air.
Good point. Yep.
Fresh air.
The thing about TikTok, that was actually what caused me to order a book, because one day during quarantine, I spent an entire day on TikTok, like entirely. And then it was the end of the day and I felt really sad. I was like, I can't do this anymore. So I deleted the app and I ordered a book and I never read the book, but I never reinstalled the app. So
I did, because I have to, because everybody is doing music on TikTok. If I wasn't a musician, I would have no social media at all. I would just chill and not bother, because life is better without social media.
Totally. Yeah. No, that's valid. And technically, I guess I should be on TikTok, but it's okay. It's okay. I don't.
You can go on my account if you want.
Thanks. My next point is clean one thing every day. I don't know about you, but cleaning makes me feel really good. A lot of the time I don't want to get up and do it, but when it's done, even when I'm doing it, it's like therapeutic to be alone with my thoughts or to revisit an old album, one or the other. And even then, it's just like having a clean space is just the best feeling. It's just one more thing you don't need to worry about and you can be present. And you know, if you just clean a drawer or pick up the clothes off your floor, wipe down your counters, like one thing every day can be a big project, can be a small thing. Well, it's going to make you feel so good.
Gemma, if you're an adult, you clean the kitchen every single day your whole life. So clean the kitchen again. Clean it again. Clean it every day like it's Groundhog Day. Do it when you're done cleaning, have dinner, and then clean it again. That's my life.
I hate how messy it, like how it gets messy so easily, but it gives you something to do.
I wish I didn't have to clean the kitchen for a day, because I'm over it. Or the laundry. Dishwasher? We do.
Oh, you're blessed. I don't have a dishwasher.
We didn't, but we do in this house. And it's good, but you kind of have to wash the dishes before you put them in, or they don't wash properly. So I don't really get the point.
Yeah, no, I used to not. My family home, we have a dishwasher. And I used to not do that when I was younger. And then, you know, every few months, my mom would like freak, because she'd be like, it's like a soup in the dishwasher.
Oh, gross.
And then we'd have to get someone to come over and like clean it
up.
Oh,
no. Bad.
Yeah. I'm thinking about getting like a tiny dishwasher that like we can put on the counter, but
at the same time, don't bother with that.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah. I'm like, that's gonna take up more counter space. It's gonna be cluttered, and doing the dishes keeps me humble. So,
I like that.
Yeah.
Careful, you might get too famous and not want to do the dishes ever again. Keep this in. You drinking your McDonald's cup.
Diet Coke, everybody.
And me saying, do we sound like airheads? Now we do.
Half an hour to decide what I wanted for dinner today.
So you chose McDonald's out of all the things you can have in the whole world?
That's gross. I looked at a barbecue. I know. There's something about those chicken nuggets. Ugh.
I haven't had McDonald's in over a year.
Good for you.
A year and 6 months, I think.
I had it the other night. But it had been like months before that. It was 1 a.m. I was fucking starving. I was like, I need protein. Chicken nuggets. McDonald's. Let's go. I ate them. Then I brushed my teeth. And then I fell asleep. It was great. I didn't. It was good. It was good. I regret it. And then today is the grand finale. Then we're cutting it off. And I don't normally drink Diet Coke, but you know, here and there, pretty good. Zero calories on top of it.
God, poison. Okay.
My next point is to check in on your friends. I know everybody says that, but it is so true. Just a quick, like, hey, how are you text. Like, if you make a goal to maybe, like, every other day, pick one new friend or family member to just chat with, like, briefly. Not only is it going to help them, but it's going to help yourself. Like, I don't know about you guys, but for me, I feel like my social skills are seriously lacking as a result of this pandemic. So this is going to help you with that, and it's going to make your friend feel good. So yeah, it's lonely times. Do it.
My next point is focus on yourself. And this is obviously going to be another year of pandemic with no end in sight. So focus on yourself, work on yourself, stay home and work on yourself. So whether that be make a skincare routine or make a routine that you wake up and get out of bed every day at a certain time, or you do your makeup every day, or you brush your hair every day, like do something for you.
Yeah, routine work is huge. There was some time last year, it was a few months before the pandemic, but I was out of work and it was about 3 months and I had no routine and it was awful. And I'm so grateful to have a stable job right now, but I know so many people don't. And it's really easy to just end up sleeping in every day, adopting unhealthy habits, but create a routine, have lunch and breakfast at a certain time every day, pick a time to work out. And you know, if you don't do that every single day, that's okay. But as long as you have some sort of stability in your life, you're going to be doing better and, you know, hopefully decently good.
Working out is overwhelming. I did it last week for 10 minutes, the Chloe Ting workout, and then I couldn't move for a week and I haven't done one since because it hurt too bad and I'm falling apart. But I went for a bike ride today, so it makes up for it, and I'm really sore again. So maybe I'll get back into it.
As long as you're like I'm, yeah, pathetic. It's fun. It's fun to it's fun to, like, you know, be like, you know, Chloe Ting flat tummy challenge and shit. But like, as long as you're like active, you're moving your body, like that's all that matters. We're in a pandemic. Things are not good, but do something to move your body. I'm doing a Chloe Ting program right now as well. It's actually what I just said, flat tummy challenge. But today I was supposed to do it today and I didn't. But like, it kind of, like, the thing with those challenges, they're really good and I've seen results when I do them, but let's say a day I don't do it, I find it's like very much in, like, I feel bad about myself for not doing it. Like I feel this pressure.
You better feel bad. Nah, do it when you want.
It's just like, oh damn, I missed the day. Like, I struggle with that. And if anyone else does, you're not alone.
My next point is 2021, it's time to not care what people think of you or what you do or anything. Who cares what someone's opinion is? Because I don't. I am just doing my little thing and nothing matters, because one day we are going to die anyway, so we might as well live. But that doesn't mean be reckless. That means, like, just enjoy yourself and be happy. And who cares if someone is upset that you missed a day of Chloe Ting? But the thing is, here's the thing about that. Most people are too busy in their own worlds with anxiety about themselves, or thinking about themselves, or thinking about their worries, that they're not thinking about anyone else's worries, right?
Totally.
So you're scared of someone being like, she missed a day. But it's like they're in their mind saying something else about themselves. Like, oh shit, like, oh, I'm going to eat out again, or what? Like, I don't know. I don't have any good examples, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. People are too busy focusing on themselves. And half the times the things you're worrying about, it's not on their minds.
Nobody cares. Yeah. Not at all. I recently reached out to someone being like, hey, something happened in the past that you were a part of, and like, here's how I felt about that. And they're like, why are you messaging me years later to tell me this? So funny. And I wrote them, and I was like, just in case you heard and like, or you felt some type of way about me or whatever, And they were literally like, I'm all good. Like, why are you bringing this up? And I was like, oh, like, and I had spent so much time worried about this thing and how shit went down. And this person literally like had moved on with their life and like done so much cool stuff. And like had like, that was, they weren't even thinking about that, but it really put things into perspective and helped me, because there's things in the past that I think would think about a lot. And after that conversation, I'm like, oh, nothing matters. Everyone's too busy doing their own stuff. Like nothing matters.
Mm-hmm.
Random.
Overthinking kills.
Yeah. Cut that out in 2021 too. No more overthinking.
No more. I do want to revisit the point though of, you know, not caring what people think. Don't let that stop you from like pursuing new hobbies or, you know, creative endeavors. You just have to do it, because if you never do it, you'll spend your whole life probably regretting that or wondering, you know, what if. Even if you do it and it doesn't work out, at least you did it. So you might as well do it. And then I was like, you know what? This is literally one dude's opinion. He does not, like, I'm never going to talk to this person again. There are so many people who like what I do and like the platform.
Hell yeah. Can't hey, this stop is me. The same. That's the same thing in music. So I had a meeting last week with two different people. One person, and played them both the same music. One person was like, oh my God, this is like, this is so, so good. Like, I'm really excited about this. And the next person was like, I don't know about this. I don't see this at all. I don't get it at all. I don't think it's good. I prefer this other music that you've done. Cause I showed two different genres. And they were like, I just don't get it. And I could have been like, I remember before that meeting, I was like on top of the world. I was like, yes, I found my sound. I'm doing it. I'm all good. And then after the second meeting, where this person was like, I don't get it, I literally like destroyed myself that night. I was like, I have no idea who I am. I just was on top of the world thinking finally I've figured it out. And then this one opinion was like, I don't think so. But then I was like, who are they to tell me I don't think so? Like, it's one opinion. I don't even really know the person. I don't even know what they really do or what their position is or whatever.
They're not
like
doing anything for me.
So like I was like, cool, they had an opinion, great. And then I continued writing all of the music. But I think about that, I'm like, for some people that's gonna be the end to everything for them, right? That's gonna be the, I'm going back into my hole and I'm not coming out of it until I lose my mind. It's like one comment can destroy everything. But that's why I'm saying, like, don't, who cares? Like, I was upset for a night and then I was like, this is stupid to be upset over. Like, who cares? I don't care anymore.
Yeah. I feel like my whole life I've been hearing, you know, don't let people's opinions stop you and whatever. But I find it's really easier said than done. Like, till you're in the moment and you experience it. Like, because I feel you, it totally messed me up for a couple days when that happened. But
yeah. But I like your stuff. I think you're cool. You got to surround yourself with good people who like your stuff and also tell you, no, I don't like your stuff at the same time. Yeah. You know, like, you don't want yes people around you all the time. It's good to hear things sometimes, but it doesn't have to be harsh.
Totally. My next point would be revisit old albums that you love. I find myself sometimes I'm constantly chasing new music to the point where I forget to appreciate the music that I've always loved, or, you know, old music that kind of has made today's music what it is. And honestly, there's probably so many old albums that you haven't heard that are like legendary. I know for me, there's still a lot I need to hear. So
I've just been listening to Mambo Number 5 and I'm Blue on repeat, and Living the Vida Loca. All the good classics that make you feel happy.
That's so good. That is so good.
That's about it. I'm not even joking.
I know.
Sad.
I know. My next point would be to revisit new albums, because you know what? I've got some people in my life who are stuck in the past. So, you know, it's kind of about finding a balance, but there's so much good new music.
And you gotta check it out.
check out New Music Friday if you have Spotify. You can check out a lot of albums through that. There's so much good music. You're missing out if you don't listen to new music. I hate when people are just stuck in the past. Wherever you are on that, those, you know, those points I just, you know, stated, if you're in any of those, get out. Listen to the old or listen to the new. Find a balance.
What if I just want to listen to Mambo Number 5?
I think it'll make your year better if you check out something new or old. Like, okay, if you're content with that, sure. But it,
pretty
it, like,
content.
I think you can make your year a little bit better if you listen to some new or old music. What if you find something that, like, makes you feel better than the way Mambo Number 5 does, you know?
We did. Hey, Kyle.
There you go.
Oh, I don't know what it's called. We did, though. We found a really good song.
There you go. See?
By Orbital.
Keep exploring.
It's old. It's because we watched Coyote Ugly and Uptown Girls.
Oh, my God. I love that movie.
And Mean Girls. And we've just been binge watching 2000s chick flicks, and they all have really good music in them.
My next point is take care of your mental health. Just so good to have someone who's like not really in your life, isn't biased, like doesn't have opinions of other people in your life and stuff to just talk to. And it can be hard to find a good therapist. If you can afford it, I really recommend Psychology Today. You know, but even if you don't have a therapist, there are a lot of free services out there. Free phone lines, all that kind of thing. But I really, really encourage it so that, you know, whether it's now or after the pandemic, just you can thrive and be the best person you want to be and do the things you want to do in your best state possible. And honestly, I feel like the world would be kind of a better place if we all talked to someone.
I've got another one. Very firmly
believe that.
2021. We stop putting so much pressure on ourselves to be better and do better. Because I think everyone's getting a little overwhelmed and we don't got to try so hard. So if that's a lazy day or just hanging or not working on yourself, that's cool too.
Yeah, we all need those days.
Because there's like, you know, like in the pandemic, it's like, oh, someone's going to come out with the greatest album ever or the greatest invention ever during a pandemic. Or whatever. It's like, it's a lot of pressure. And it's like, oh, but after the pandemic, everyone's going to get record deals and everyone's going to do. It's like, yo, if you just want to chill, just chill. Like, who cares? Like, it's a lot of pressure. It's like, oh, you better be working on yourself because after the pandemic, everything's going to be crazy. It's like, no, I'm going to do what I want to do. And if I want to work on myself, cool. And if I don't, then cool. It's a good time to experiment.
Yeah,
and get creative because there's no time limit. It's not like this is due tomorrow, which is cool, but like not necessary, you know?
Yeah, I feel like it's just not worth it to push it like with your creative projects if you're not actually inspired, because it's not going to be good. So what is the point if you're not even going to put it out anyway? My next point would be to take care of your skin.
I like that one.
Skincare is something I've struggled with my whole life. I've always had acne, and it's something I'm still trying to figure out. I can't always kind of pinpoint what triggers my breakouts, but a couple months ago I was able to get a medication, and it's really been helping me. And something to note with skincare is that it takes time. Be patient. Don't beat yourself up about it. Most people, I feel like, struggle with their skin. So, you know, take this time to try and figure that out. Experiment, but be safe with it. And be patient. Like, I was told to wait at least 3 months before expecting any results. And it's been 2 months and I am seeing some results, which is amazing. But yeah, take the time to talk to your doctor, do your research. I really like Skincare by Hyrum on YouTube.
Someone suggested him to me the other day. That's cool.
Yeah, he's good. I've used a couple products that have not worked for me, but the face wash he recommended, I've been using it now for months and I love it. I feel like
what is it?
Used to the people, spinach and green tea and kale. It's like, oh. Yeah, it's really good. I feel like it just has like a lot of vitamins and stuff in it. I feel like if you have acne, like a face wash in itself is not going to clear that up, at least in my case, but I have noticed it has helped my skin. Like, it's better than what it was before I was using that. So definitely check out his YouTube channel. It's interesting. Ooh. And even if you don't take his product recommendations, it's a really good way to just educate yourself about skin and skincare and how that works.
Yeah. Eat healthy and use this year to stop ordering out and start making stuff at home that is good for your soul. Soul foods.
As I sit here drinking out of my McDonald's cup. Yeah. No, you're right. And cooking is such, like, for me, I find cooking really therapeutic. I don't know about you.
If I had the whatever only pan or whatever it's called, like then maybe I would. But I'm not that lucky. Just kidding. I hate cooking.
Really?
Kyle cooks. Yeah, I can't. I hate it.
Why do you hate it?
Because I'm lazy.
When's the last time you tried like a recipe from scratch?
Never.
Try it.
I bake. I love baking. When I get anxious, I bake. Like the girl in the show You, I bake.
There you go.
But I don't like cooking, like meals and stuff. Baking, yes, anytime.
Cooking, baking, cooking. Anything. It's so therapeutic to me.
My thing is cleaning and organizing. I did like a bunch of like Marie Kondo last year. I got rid of so much stuff and just cleaned everything and got rid of everything. And I just love organizing and cleaning. Like, it gets me going. Love it.
I think that should be point number 20, like getting rid of things. Cause there's no way you wear all the clothes in your closet. And I bet you listen.
Gemma, I wear the same 3 outfits every week if I'm not wearing pajamas right now. But the thing is, like, my show clothes are awesome. I'm not getting rid of those. They're all tucked away.
That's different.
But like normal people clothes, gosh. I still have a lot.
Yeah, but you've been really good at, like, at least in the time I've known you, like, getting rid of clothes, I feel like.
Last year in 2020, I made a goal for myself to not buy anything. So
did you succeed?
I think I bought 2 outfits last year too, and some like 2 turtlenecks and 1 sweater for myself, because I splurged on Black Friday and got that, and a pair of shoes. But years before, I would spend all my money on show clothes and cool things that I would see traveling and stuff. And this year and last year, it's like my goal is to buy groceries and groceries only, because that's what's essential. And I don't need to be, I mean, I have a job today. I don't know what tomorrow looks like. So I'm trying to be really smart about things and just buy what we need, but also stay happy. So I've been doing some dollar store runs. Because I'm like, if it's cheap, like, I'm not going to splurge that much. But if I see something I like, I'll pick it up. But I'm just trying to stay. Yeah, I'm trying to stay out of stores if I don't need to go to them. I'm trying to buy smart. So maybe that's another point. Buy smart. I don't know.
So we're on our final point after a quick break. We were just kind of discussing what should this final point be, because we want it to be good. And we came to the conclusion that it is to try something new creatively that you typically wouldn't do. So, like myself, I really like writing and photography. However, when it comes to painting, that's something I just haven't done a lot of. So if you're already a creative person, you're totally capable of stepping outside of that box. So try something else creative.
Hell yeah.
It'll help your inspiration.
I'm gonna start doing punch needle, which is like rug hooking. I don't know. I don't think they're the same thing, but rug stuff.
That's so exciting.
I'm gonna make rugs and I'm gonna slap them all over my wall. I have a Miley Cyrus one that's really awesome. Have I showed it to you?
I don't know. What's cool about that too is you can profit off of it.
Well, if they're good.
They will be good. Wow. That is, wow. So that's like kind of stuff of what you want to do.
Yeah, it's by an amazing artist called Stitch Off the Block. And I found her on Instagram and she makes these cool Miley canvas rugs. And I thought it was really neat. So it inspired me. So, I mean, I want to support more local artists and I want to get inspired by them also and make my own. And she was really kind and she told me everything I need to get to do one. And it was very nice.
That's amazing. Well, yeah, even better if you could potentially profit off of it, because
I agree. make work. Learn how to do stuff. If you're a musician, learn how to record from home. Don't say you can't, because you can, and you don't need good equipment. It can be low end equipment as long as you know how to do it. Learn, teach yourself, watch YouTube videos. That goes for art too. I have no idea what I'm going to do with this rug thing, but I'm going to try and learn. There's inexpensive alternatives to everything, and you can get most stuff at the dollar store for art. Just try things out. Don't go overboard. Buy one thing, see if you like it, and go from there. And music, same thing. Try something new. I just bought a guitar. I'm going to learn how to play guitar. So.
Yeah, you can literally learn like everything on YouTube. Like I was talking to Jared about potentially learning like bass or something, and I was like, oh, you know, I don't think I can afford lessons right now. And he's like, go on YouTube. Learn yourself. I learned, you don't need to pay.
Yep, you can learn scales and everything off YouTube.
Yeah, so I didn't think we'd be able to do it, but that's 21 ways to make 2021 a better year than 2020. And I have to say, I'm so excited for a new year because I'm sick of people saying it's 2020 after like every sentence.
My next point to make 2021 amazing. And since it's January, which we can all start now, great time to start. Vision boards. Vision boards are amazing. It's an amazing way to manifest exactly what you want. I've done so many. I really think vision boards are the reason why I've gotten to where I am in life. Why I sang with Gaga was on my vision board. I got signed to the exact label that was on my vision board. Went on the exact trips, went to the exact places, wrote with the exact people that were on my board. And it's just like a board that you look at every day. Most people use photos for their boards. I don't think I ever have done that because I can't afford to go and print photos out and I don't have a printer. So what I do is I write everything down on a nice Bristol board, put it up on my wall by category. So I'll do like health, travel, business, relationship, and then money. And then in money, I'll put like, here are my goals for this year with money. Like I want to have $100,000 in my bank account or so I do some big ideas and dreams and then some small obtainable ones too. Like maybe you want to save $1,000 every month. So I'll write save $1,000 every month. And then I'll use like a star sticker. And if I get that month, I'll put a little sticker beside it to say that I achieved it. So then I can look at that every day and go, okay, I've done that. How many months now has that been a thing? And stuff like that.
But Michelle, I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with me today, and I really appreciate all your insight.
Anytime.
I look forward to further collabs.
Hell yeah.
You want to plug yourself?
Michelle Tracy Official.
Yeah, go give her a follow. Stay tuned for what's coming next with her and her music and her rugs now.
Don't get too excited. They might only see my walls or the garbage can.
No. I refuse.
I'm optimistic, but I'm kind of
optimistic.
We'll see.
You better not let those words come out of your mouth again if that you're saying you're optimistic. If you don't already, you can follow me on Instagram, the.soundtrack. And yeah, thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to chatting with you guys next time. Good luck with this new year.